baby, you and me. Oh, do, re, mi, e, b, c, c, b, d.
One more time.
C, b, d. It's easy as one, two, three. Oh, a, b, c, c, b, d. ADHD.
Okay, forget it. Sorry. Did too much CBD. Can't think.
Oh, my God.
No, I got a message from a listener, a longtime listener, Patrick Etmeyer.
Uh-huh.
And he said, hey, what can hey. You, hey, can you guys do an episode about CBD flower or just CBD in general?
CBD flower.
I don't know. That's just his exact quote, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So it sounds like he doesn't know much about CBD. But you know what? That just shows you. You write into us. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on our email, ADHDcast@gmail.com. And tell us what you want us to talk about. We will talk about it. You don't give a fuck.
Wow. Okay.
At least a little bit. So what do you know about CBD? You on it?
No.
On it right now.
I'm right now. You know, I do know quite a bit about it, but I don't really
use it.
I don't use it. I use the because CBD oil, from my understanding, straight up.
What about CBD flower?
CBD flower, you're saying that like there's a CBD plant. Now, every single marijuana substance or every single plant strand out there has CBD in it.
Yeah.
So CBD is the non-hallucinogenical
non-psychedelic
non-psychedelic part of the weed, but that's the whole point why I do it. So I don't fuck with that shit. No, but CBD has found some pretty amazing benefits too. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've seen some shit of it, like curing like MS, like multiple sclerosis, fits,
seizures,
Caesar salads. No, I'm sorry, it's not fun.
I've seen that. That's the biggest thing. They'll have videos of like people having a seizure, and then they give them the CBD, and they like immediately stop, or within a few minutes, and it's like it actually is kind of like life changing. If you had seizures, or what's the other one where people that have Tourette's, I think it helps with. People that have, what's the one that Michael J. Fox has?
Parkinson's.
Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. Same thing. It just helps them not shake. And it's pretty, like, substantial in how strong it works. And it really is huge. I could see it actually changing your life substantially.
Yeah. And, you know, in general, I just really don't really disagree. I mean, I don't really disagree. I don't really agree with how this is being treated.
I don't agree how they're taking the THC out.
I don't agree. How dare they? No. What it is, it's which I don't like about it is.
Oh, you don't like it? Ooh.
I don't like how it's been treated.
Oh, you don't like how it's been treated? I thought you had controversial point.
No controversy here. We're pro marijuana. It's just a fucking plant that God fucking gave us, and the government just chose to make it this fucking highly illegal and, you know, fucking penetrable. No. You get that's not even a word. I don't know. In other words, it's a fucking bad drug. You can get in jail. You can get thrown in jail.
Punishable. Is where you're going for.
Yeah, that's where I was gonna go.
They say that a big reason why marijuana started to get stigmatized was because of in like the early, like the 20s and stuff. Like I think it was the Depression, you know, that nobody, there's not a lot of jobs here. Mexicans started coming over, and that's why we call it marijuana, because it's a Spanish word. Ooh. And they wanted to put down Mexican people, saying that they were bad, that they were awful. And that's why it became marijuana, and that's why it was used to fucking be racist against Mexicans.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that, bro. You're woke, homie.
Well, I came out with that because Christina, my fiance, she hates weed. Well, she doesn't hate it, but she just doesn't want anything to do with it. And she doesn't really like that I would do it. Okay. And I would tell her, I was like, why? And then like we had like an argument about it one night. And then literally after we had that argument, the TV came on and we were watching. Have you heard of that show, Adam Ruins Everything?
Of course.
He came on and he was ruining weed. He was basically saying like why weed being so illegal is bullshit and why it got started. And she's very much like into, you know, La Raza and like fucking.
Who, your girlfriend?
Yeah, building up like the Hispanic community.
Unlike you.
Yeah, I'm not like, I don't give a fuck. But she's like very into that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, look what you for fucking bought into. You know what I mean? You bought into this whole shit about marijuana so bad when it was originally started to be against Mexican people. Isn't that fucked up? And that brainwashed.
What'd she say? What'd she say?
She was like, I didn't know. I didn't know either until I saw the show.
That's right, bitch.
I was like, and then I sparked up a joint.
And I was like, bitch. You said bitch, though?
Yeah.
You said slapped bitch. Her too. You said, you didn't get the, you remember that bit, that Keen Peele bit?
Which one?
Oh, never mind.
Dude, I've been watching a lot of Key and Peele. They've been coming up on Facebook. They've been coming up constantly.
I follow them on Facebook.
Yeah, I've been coming up. I guess I follow Comedy Central because I'm seeing all kinds of Key and Peele sketches lately and Dave Chappelle's and Chappelle Show sketches. And I ain't mad at it.
Of course not. Like they're it. Great. Fucking, really they're fucking good. Fun. Dude, Key and Peele are the best duo to do that sketch comedy since Chappelle.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody has come close.
Some great ones, dude.
Of course. I've seen them all.
The one with the they're playing cholos and they went to like have this meeting. I've never seen it. They had this meeting and one guy refuses to sit down.
Yeah, I remember
that. I'm cool, man. Nah, man. Just sit down, man. Just sit down. Don't. It's weird. He's like, nah, man. I'm chilling. Then he dies and he's like, go to the light. Go to the light, Carlos. He's like, nah, man. Going to the light is for pussies.
So the skit I was referring to is the one where Key and Peele, they fucking talk shit about their girlfriends, and they're they're couples, they're like hanging out. So the guys hang out with the guys, the girls hang out with the girls, and they're like, yeah. So you never guess what the fuck this chick said. What happened? I was like, and they look around, bitch. Like what for real? He goes, but you said bitch though. Yeah, I said bitch though. You said bitch. Yeah. That's what my thing is like you're like, you told Christina about the fucking marijuana thing, and I was like, bitch.
You said bitch, right?
Goes, but you said bitch though, right?
That's pretty funny. It's really
did
good.
Did I turn off the shuttle?
I think it was on. I heard it make a noise. Me too. No?
Well, maybe not.
I heard it make noise right there.
Yeah, me too. What the fuck, bro?
The damn shower talking about, can I help you?
See, that's crazy right there.
Craig, I looked this woman in the eye. I said, bitch, you told me 6:45.
You said that?
Yeah, I said, bitch. Then I laid it out.
But you said bitch, though. You said bitch.
Yeah.
Gotta see the fireplace downstairs in the living room. It's such a good bit. You
gotta
see it, man.
Isn't it kind
of? Don't play games, man. Just tell me what you're
gonna do. They go further and further each time. So now they're in the basement.
It's like last week, man.
They go further and further. Like, how far can you go out, right? Like,
I'm like, all right, Outback Steakhouse. She's like, nah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, straight up Chili's. She's like, no. Daryl, I named 7 more restaurants.
No, Craig, no.
Finally said Taylor's, the place I know she wants to go in the first place.
Right.
She looked at me, she said, if that's where you want to go.
No, she didn't, Craig.
If that's where I want to go. Daryl, I looked my woman in the eye sockets. Mm-hmm. I told her straight out. I just said it, man. I said.
Looking around.
I said, bitch.
How you doing, man? You having a good time? You seen the bedroom?
Yeah, we just looking at the washing machine.
I got it. No, you gotta watch it. It's so good. That's all you have to do is like said bitch. All you have to do is put BIITCH. It's so it'll come on. It's so good, dude. I don't know.
I didn't watch it when it was on.
Oh,
I've
really?
Seen most of it just through YouTube and Facebook and shit.
I fucking love that show, dude. It was so fucking good.
It's kind of crazy how fucking. Which one is. I never can remember which one.
Jordan Peele?
Peele.
Jordan Peele is the
movie maker.
The movie maker, yeah. Okay.
it's kind of crazy how like successful he became afterward.
Yeah.
And then Key. Well, but much. I mean, he's been in the he's on a show right now.
No, he's been in a bunch of movies. Like, but he's been like a supportive character in other TV shows and stuff. But
I mean, them together.
Jordan Peele has the fucking
okay.
Gift.
Did you see that new movie?
No,
did you I haven't seen it yet.
Me either.
But you saw Get Out.
Yeah.
What did you think of Get Out?
It's a masterpiece.
Really?
Yeah, it's a masterpiece.
It's not a masterpiece.
Oh, you didn't think so?
No.
Oh, why not?
Okay, first of all. I remember watching the trailer for the movie, okay? And I remember thinking, okay, it's Key and, it's Peele, the guy from Key and Peele, all right?
I thought you haven't seen them. I thought you only heard about them like a week ago.
No, but I knew.
I've seen them.
I've seen like their most famous one, like the substitute teacher one, which is hilarious. It's amazing. Okay.
It's the best.
So I knew they're funny. And then I saw the trailer for Get Out.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the trailer and I'm like watching it. And I'm waiting for I'm like watching it and I'm like, okay. I keep on expecting him to go to a joke.
Right.
Like it seems like they're setting up a joke.
Yeah.
Then it never gets there. Then I watch the movie. And it's kind of like that. It was so fucking obvious. I mean, isn't it so fucking obvious at this point?
I don't think
it was groundbreaking, and that's what people were saying, like, oh my God, how did he think of this? And it's like a black person feeling like a duck out of water or whatever. I mean, isn't that pretty established and gone over? And
you have no idea how badly I want to smack you right now.
Well, you don't know your shit. What was so brilliant about it?
You don't know your shit, dude.
I mean, had you never heard that before? Like, a black person feels uncomfortable around a bunch of white people? Have you ever... Was that the first time you thought that thought?
No.
Then what the fuck is so brilliant about it?
It's because that's not the main point. It's the subtext.
Okay, what's the main point?
The main point is, damn, spoiler alert, if y'all haven't seen it, I'm not even kidding. I swear to God, if you watch it, it's the most amazing movie, perfect movie.
It's not. It's just not.
All right, let me guess. What are some of your favorite movies, dog? Let's break it down. Okay, let's see. What are some of your favorite movies? Because I'm going to guess that... let me see. I'm going to guess Fast and Furious might be one of your favorite. Let me guess. Another one might be what?
I mean, I love Quentin Tarantino movies.
Nah.
Everyone does.
He's whack.
Oh, shut the fuck up. See, you just like to argue, dude.
No, dude. You like to argue, homie.
How do you not like Quentin Tarantino? That's a separate conversation, but... I know you like him.
I love Tarantino. Yes, I am. But like, has he made a movie nowadays that has significantly broke ground? We'll see if Once Upon a Time in Hollywood does.
I thought Django was amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That was not that long ago. Okay. I mean, Godfather, a great movie.
Yeah, Tarantino didn't make it. Oh, no, you're some of your favorite.
You're just saying great movies.
No, I'm talking about now. Like, what has came out now? Did you see Vice?
The movie about the vice president? No, I didn't see that one.
What have you seen recently?
Recently? I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of
stop.
Well, you don't see movies either. You told me you never go to the movies.
It's true, but that doesn't mean I don't wait for VOD, motherfucker.
I saw...
All right, fair enough. Okay.
But what does that have to do? I'm talking about movies in the grand
defense
scheme.
Defense rests.
You're only talking about
defense
movies?
Defense rests.
So you're saying only movies that came out within the last couple of years? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm just trying to see what you're fucking... What you're on. The fact of the matter is this stuff is...
I love horror movies.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's interesting because Halloween, it doesn't sound like it.
Halloween is a fantastic horror movie.
All right, listen.
The Thing?
The only reason... The reason why I'm asking about the situation,
okay,
about you...
I'm listing fantastic horror movies right now.
The Thing?
The Thing.
Yeah, The Thing's an OG. It's one of the...
Yeah.
That's like fucking... John
Carpenter has a bunch of classic...
I know.
He's probably one of my favorite directors.
Good. He's good. I'm with you. Okay. I'm with you on that.
So what are you saying?
I'm with you. The fact is that
you just think of this
some
new?
Stuff.
You have some fucking some thing stuff with new shit where you're.
Oh, what? You're like. What's up with new artists coming out with new stuff? What's up with that? Why didn't you like the old stuff? Well,
I feel like you don't you like take the new stuff, but then you're like, it doesn't matter if things were better before or if there's better things before. You like take only the new things.
Well, because
and then you're like, oh, but it was new though. That's like that's your argument.
Here's the thing. Here's good. The thing. Here's what I'm gonna say. Why you didn't know what you're talking about.
You just love new. You're just like, it's new though. That's your defense. All right.
Well, no, because this is what I'm guessing. I'm guessing
new.
You were you fucking bastard. I'm just saying right now. So like, so based on the on those, you know, you haven't seen many new movies, and you have Vin Diesel posters in your room.
Have you seen Riddick though? That's a good movie.
The Chronicles of Riddick though. So I'm thinking there's some stuff that probably happened that you just didn't. It went over your head, like it was too smart for you.
Not. It was so obvious. The whole movie was so on the nose.
All right, if you guys have seen it, stop now. It was a big if you nose. Haven't seen it, okay. So you know so you knew from the back. All right, spoiler alert. You knew from the bat that there were body snatchers. You knew from jump they were body snatching.
No, I didn't know that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a twist. What the fuck?
It's not a twist. It's the fuck. All right. The twist is he gets away. That's the twist. Spoiler alert.
Is that the twist? I don't know if that's the twist. That's the ending. Yeah, the body. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
That's not like.
All right, this is going to be a long one.
I thought that was kind of
stupid. But here we go. 390, you're so fucking weird.
There's a line that I...
Here we go.
Hi, I'm Jordan Peele. Now, there are a lot of theories and wild conspiracy ideas floating around the internet about Get Out. So let's dive in.
Deep dive, homie. Deep dive right now. Okay. Jordan Peele.
Read it a little bit.
Embersil asks or says, the movie Get Out is an imagined scenario of Rod the TSA agent. When Chris is telling Rod he is meeting his white girlfriend's family, the story becomes an elaborate theory from Rod about what will happen if Chris meets a white family. This is shown by the increasingly eccentric, unrealistic plot and Rod making himself the hero at the end of the story. I love this theory. It is 100% false.
Pause it for a second. That guy was the best thing about that movie. The security.
So I think
he was funny. He
I
was
think
really
possibly
funny.
You were expecting a fucking Key and Peele skit, one big Key and
Peele. It was
skit.
So stupid that I thought it was a Key and Peele skit
Out
that
is
never
not
went
some
to the
kind
joke.
Of daydream fantasy of Rod the Check TSA agent so. Character. Really, really happened.
That was left field.
Brain surgery stuff really did happen. At Inbox Pulse, when all the guests arrive, the groundskeeper and Georgina greet them out of their cars. Rarely would a housekeeper greet guests, but because they are the grandparents, it is their party they were greeting. Absolutely true. You see when all the old white people come to the show up at the party, Walter is giving them a hug and everything. They're old friends. And all the guests arrived in black cars. Nothing was by accident. There you go. That's right. They all arrived in black cars. Like the black bodies are gonna ride away and forgive.
God,
what's up? Okay. What's the deal? So like this, all this stuff. Like, how can a movie that has so
okay, listen, the body snatching thing. That's like standard horror stuff, which is cool.
Yeah,
I like
of course.
That. Okay,
this has already been mentioned, but the scene on the porch where Jeremy's playing the ukulele.
Like it's like you know, a normal horror story that has some camp in it, which is cool. I like, you know, whatever. I didn't think that was the problem with it. I think that the fact that people were saying like it was some profound message or some.
This is a good movie, bro. Period. Like it was a good movie that had the subtext of a very. Of a serious issue about racism.
Yeah, it's so obvious. So
I don't think you're just so educated and you're so that this is like common for you. But there's people in middle America possibly that might not have the same beliefs as you. You know, I know you get it. You know,
doesn't everybody get that? Come on,
you get out.
Man. Forgive me if this has already been mentioned, but the scene on the porch, the jig, fast black body because he lost it to Jesse Owens. That's right. Yeah.
Let me see real quick.
Like, that's what I was thinking with it. And I thought, as far as like, I don't know, I just didn't. Even as a,
so I get, like, no, it's all right. I mean, I understand, but you're
even
you're
as just
mistaken.
Like, if
it's
I
a great movie, it's a great movie for so many reasons. It really is.
I don't agree. Okay, I just don't enough. Agree.
Okay, that's fine. You just don't. It's all right. You know. I just don't want to. Just, next time you want to check out a movie,
I think you just like it, honestly.
Okay.
Because you're so fucking like on that.
Is it true? You're the most gifted assassin in America.
You just like it because it's hip to like it. I think that's what you like it for.
Oh my god. So you understand why do you like a song, by the way, when the music hits you and you're like, why do you like it?
The music?
Yeah, music.
I like it just because of the music. It just hits me. I don't know the way that I like it. I don't know. It's hard to describe. I mean, can you describe it a lot of times? It's just something about it that I like.
Yeah. I can describe it.
Okay. Because there's the reason why I can't get specific, because I can't say, oh, it's because it's funky. Because there's music that I love that's not funky at all. And I can't say it's because, oh, the guitar playing.
I know. I get it. So what you're basically saying is you have a very limited vocabulary to articulate your feelings.
No.
So therefore, if you can't find the words, you're like, it's whack.
I think, no, because I like it's such a broad type of music. I can't specify it just because, oh, the drums are cool.
Well,
simplistic just to be like, oh, that beat is fat. You know, it's not the only reason why I like a song. I like music with no drums.
Because I have an answer. And the fact that you couldn't come up with it as a musician is pretty sad.
What is your answer?
Fat beats, homie. No, man. It's very simple. And the fact that you're not in touch with this makes you sense. It makes sense that you see a movie like Get Out and you're like, oh, okay, well, it's
whack. Or what is it? What is it about music that
I know if I like it.
Yeah.
If it makes me feel something.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm
okay,
talking
yeah,
about.
Okay, yeah.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. But I feel like it is kind of something indescribable because it will hit me in different ways from different songs.
Different sides. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Now, that being said, sometimes there's certain principles. Sometimes
movie did not make me feel anything.
I'm not looking.
Did that make you feel something?
Can you just stay with me? Stay with me here, bro. You're jumping. So here's what I'm saying. There's sometimes
he's making these what a good song.
What a good song.
Like, wait, I'll get there.
No, let me see.
I need 44 more minutes. I'll get there.
I need to whittle it down so someone like you understands.
What?
No, man. Okay. Sometimes there's principles. And what I mean by principles, there's a structure. And maybe you're like, oh, that bridge, or oh, that chorus, or I like when they come back from the hook to the verse, or something that I like. Whatever that may be, those certain tools and principles that go for every song because you understand music very in-depthly and you have a deeper understanding of not just loving it because it makes you feel something, but you look deeper and you see that there's
technical
some structure. There's a technical structure to it that you're like, wow. Like maybe when you broke down your first fucking Led Zeppelin song and you're like, fuck, dude.
So you're saying this. You like the movie technically.
I said no, the movie's great on a bunch of levels. It made me feel something. It did, regardless if you
what
believe
did it make
that or
you
not.
Feel?
Made me feel like it made me girl. Really
I was scared.
No, because the dude was like, you were on his side. You're like, what the fuck is everybody low key like dropping hints on this dude? Like, what the fuck is this like? Mm-hmm. So you don't know what's going on. It made me feel like it did invoke these feelings of mystery. Like I wanted to know why that black person was just so weird. I didn't understand these things. I didn't like,
I
you know
why
what I mean?
They're weird because they're white. Because they're actually white.
Well, I know,
and
but
why
I didn't.
Was
but
he just running in the middle of the night? Like,
ooh, nice, dude. You're dumb. Because it's like,
why was he just running like that?
Here it is. Right here.
Oh, you explained it? Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
At some point, going to say, I finally beat you, Jesse. Running because he's trying to beat Jesse. He doesn't know the jig. He's not whipping out Bach on this thing. He's just playing a random song. Okay. I just realized that the reason the groundskeeper, Grandpa, runs so much is because the Grandpa wanted to have a fast black body because he lost it to Jesse Owens. That's right. Yeah, I always had this idea that Grandpa, who's in Walter's body, is running because he's trying to beat Jesse's time. But there was a line that I almost put in the movie, but I decided not to because I thought it would be a little too over the top. When Grandpa in Walter's body is hovering over Chris's body at the end, he was at one point going to say, "I finally beat you, Jesse." Too over the top. I'm no movie aficionado.
So is what I'm telling. Trinette,
he loved to run. He liked to, he wanted to beat his record.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, that, like, I know these things are just very simple to you, but what they do is that you add a bunch of those things up. Those give characters depth, right? Those, they're not just one-dimensional. I know it's funny because you just think, well, movies are just movies. But there's a very specific structure.
I understand that. I think there's...
You don't understand
that. You don't think that there's movies that... I mean, there's a lot of movies that have done that better than this movie.
Not in my opinion. Not, like, especially for this genre. What?
So you're saying this movie's the GOAT? Is that what you're saying? Every movie, everything that's new, you're like, it's the best ever done, though. This one is the best.
We're living in a great time, Cheech.
No movie's ever done it like this.
But dude, come on, man. This movie is dope. This movie is fucking dope. It is.
No. I thought it was all right. I thought it was pretty good.
Okay, cool.
I didn't think it was.
Well, so yeah, what I'm saying is that sometimes when maybe you listen to like a Beatles song or a John Lennon song, and then you listen to it and you're like, fuck, that's awesome, because I made me feel a certain thing, and then you fucking go in and you're like, oh shit, this chord progression is crazy, and the way the bass line goes over this, why he's just playing a fucking, I don't know, what do you call it? It's in the same key, it's in different, I don't know, whatever.
What did you think, what did that movie make you feel, if you're saying?
It made me feel like I couldn't look away, and it was interesting and intriguing the whole way. I never once checked my phone. Mm-hmm. I was involved in the story. I was immersed in it, and I think it was a well-fucking-told story, and that's what movies are. They're well-told stories. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, especially for this genre...
Especially. Now you're just dissing horror movies because you don't like horror movies.
I don't. That's what I'm saying. Especially for the genre, it broke boundaries. It transcended.
I don't think it did not break. What boundaries did it break for horror?
Having fucking a hardcore black dude, like not like a light-skinned black dude, but like a dark black motherfucker as the lead.
Did you see fucking... Ghosts of Mars with Ice Cube as the lead.
Yeah, but that dude is not a deep.
He's
not
pretty deep, hard, bro. No,
he's not a deep black. He's a light black, bro. Okay, trust me.
He's pretty fucking black. He was in of course. NWA, bro.
I know, man. I'm just saying, dude. I've never, and I think the acting was great. I think the cast was on point. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I mean, those are the only reasons. I mean, it's just, I think it was well acted.
Let me watch it again so I could tell you all the reasons why it sucked.
You need to come back here. Yeah, it's dope. There's so much stuff in between. I didn't think there was anything wrong with that.
At the beginning of the movie, he watches the deer struggle and ultimately die. Then later, when he's strapped to the chair, the deer head watches him struggle, but he ultimately lives. This has to mean something, right? Hits blunt. Yep, blunt hits. That's what it sounds like you're doing over there. That's right. There's a whole parallel between the deer and Chris, and of course Chris's mother, the suppressed memory of his mother dying after being hit by the car. The whole deer metaphor goes in so many different directions and has many different meanings. The buck, of course, is the animal that Chris uses in the end to kill Dean. The patriarch of the Armitage family. Yeah, that's the whole deer metaphor. Okay, I'm late to this thread, but I noticed that they were obsessed with him kicking his smoking habit because he was poisoning his body.
Do you realize how dangerous smoking is?
That's right. Smoking does poison your body, and they are looking for perfect vessels. Chylornemos. Eating Fruit Loops and milk separately. Won't mix white with colors. I've had a lot of people say this to me. The Fruit Loops and the milk are definitely representational of a colorful food and a white food. But It's just more that she's kind of like this really twisted girl who's got this sort of method. Ultimately, the plan of the Armitage is to mix. Partial credit, Kyla Menords. Anyone else like how, in the beginning, Rose said that her dad won't chase Chris out of the house with a shotgun, but at the end, she did. Yeah, so that was definitely on purpose. I almost had Chris say...
There's a whole thing of things where these parallels and these symbols, they get established at the beginning and they come back at the end. And you're like, so like what?
Any good movie.
Oh, well, Eddie, what movie?
Good movie.
Boom.
I didn't think it was... Boom. Okay.
Shut listen. Up.
The movie was
All right, guys.
Was well
see
made.
You guys next week.
I agree with you. The movie was well made. It looked good and it felt like a horror movie.
Yeah.
I just thought I don't even have that much of a complaint about the movie. I thought the message was so
woke.
No. It was so obvious that it made the movie worse because it was such a obvious like
you knew Body Snatchers from
No,
from
not Jim. No, I'm not talking about the twist. I'm talking about the message of the movie where there's the message? Talking about how black people are, you know, feel fish out of water surrounded by white people.
See, but the fact is, all right, first off, I don't want to get into this, but you made me do it. How, like, it's so obvious. Homie, you never experienced that, period.
Yeah, I did.
No, you haven't.
I just went to fucking Oregon and it was all white people and me.
Yeah, but you're not black, though. It's different.
I'm Mexican.
It doesn't matter. I know we're close.
Yeah.
And we live next to each other.
You think they like us
There's
more?
A difference. I'm saying they like us a little more than black people, bro. It's just a fact.
I don't know if you could say that. You're not white. You don't know how much they don't
I
like
know,
us.
I know. I'm actually immersed in the culture, bro. So
you claim to be immersed in every culture. That's how you're claiming you're from South Central.
Dude, homie, I'm telling you.
You're not from South Central.
Dude. I lived in South Central, bro. 122nd in San Pedro. I swear to God. I'm not even kidding.
You
motherfucker. You son of a bitch, dude.
Right there, I'll fucking...
All right, guys. I grew up. I'm not saying I grew up. I lived there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a difference. I lived in fucking East LA.
Now you're saying you're white?
No, man, come on now.
You said you're immersed in the white culture now.
I'm immersed in the culture, homie.
He said now. He's like, I know the white culture.
It's all good.
You try to claim every culture, bro.
You know what? It's just that me and the Asian culture, we get it. It's just that you don't understand.
You don't know what it's like to be Asian.
But here's the thing. The reason why I'm saying what I'm saying to you is because I could say it to myself, is that you don't know what it's like to be black, just like I don't know what it's like to be black. Yeah. But the fact that I can't...
You don't know what it's like to be Mexican.
I understand that.
Yeah.
That's it. That's exactly right. You got it right.
I'm saying that, but what I'm saying is that there was nothing new about that message.
Name another movie that deals with that subtext.
I'm sure there's a plenty, dude.
Well, you got to prove me one. You gotta show me one recent one that tackles it.
Has to be recent.
A Tarantino.
I know one a long time ago. There was a movie called "Guess Who's Coming to Dinner" with Sidney Poitier. He goes to see his family, and it's all white people. That was in the '60s. Those are not. That's
that.
Exactly.
And they
my
redid
point.
It with fucking Ashton Kutcher.
Okay,
but it's reverse.
That was probably terrible. But anyways, my point is that idea was brought up in the '60s.
I understand
so it's not
that
anything. It's not anything revolutionary that he's coming up with the same thing that they already had talking about.
Do you think it's
I understand that it's still a problem, but...
Thank you.
But to say that it's so revolutionary and so groundbreaking, it's... Everybody knows that shit. This movie came out in the 60s.
All right, man. Well, on that note...
And you said give you one, and that's one, and that's a very famous one.
You're right. I mean, the fact of the matter is you brought...
the same storyline of this movie.
All right. Well, I don't know what to tell you, man, because you're definitely on the right side of history on this, bro. Just get on board, all right?
I've already heard people turn on that movie. Get Out. People were all about it when it came out, and then slowly people have been coming out and be like, yeah, it was all right.
The line, I don't get shit chased off the lawn with a rifle, things. But then no one says that. I had to make it shotgun. I'm glad you got that. At Bonnie Lynette, when Rod was outside the airport trying to call Chris, there was an announcement in the background for Flight 237.
Flight 237.
Number referenced a lot in a lot of movies, originated as the most haunted room in The Shining. That's right. That's what we call a little Easter egg for the Kubrick fans. Really easy one to do. We just like, Flight 237. And somehow get credit for it. My voice is used in the film twice. I do the sound of the dying deer. Many people didn't know that was me. And I also did the United Negro College Fund.
A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
At the Taco Bell vampire. Anyone think it was intentional that he was freed by picking cotton? Yeah, we had a special arm of the chair made with cotton stuffed into it, so we could have the grand irony of him being freed by cotton. You get it. This movie is worth seeing in the theater for audience reactions alone. The writing had so many subtle hints.
That's the basement. We had to seal it up. Some black mold down there.
Black people's bodies are used as mold, a hollow shell for white people to use. Black mold.
Not black mold. Yeah. Black mold.
I meant that. That's what I meant. I did that. But in regards to Jeremy and Chris's discussion about MMA, Jeremy scoffed at Chris taking judo lessons as a kid and explained that jiu-jitsu is better. Why? Because it's like chess. You have to think three steps ahead. So fast forward to their fight in front of the doorway. He notices as soon as he gets the door open, Jeremy kicks it shut every time. So Chris thinks three steps ahead, tries one last time to open the door, knowing that if he does, then Jeremy will stick his leg out where Chris is able to stab it. Just thought that was a really straight callback to the dinner conversation. Thank you very much. That was on purpose, the idea that Chris doesn't just out-muscle.
So there's so many different things and stuff to look for, and I think any good film, leaves you with those feelings. Mm-hmm. And it's like any good song would leave mm-hmm. you feeling something. You'd be like, man, that was like people, you know, you watch it again knowing where it's going to go so you can get the plot out of the way mm-hmm. and you could really see how deep this movie really is. If it wasn't good, I would not say it's good, not just because, oh, I'm getting on the Jordan Peele bandwagon, homie. Oh, shit, you love fucking the culture that isn't yours. You should support. No, man, this is just a good film with mm-hmm. the awesome subtext of the racism mm-hmm. that still exists. Mm-hmm. A la your point, fucking 60 years later or whatever, Sidney Poitier. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all these years later, this is still a relevant subject in a movie where in 2019, 2018, or actually this came out in 2016, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, it's still a relevant topic today, and not many, maybe it's so obvious,
mm-hmm.
but it's not obvious because it's obvious that something hasn't been fixed, like this problem hasn't been fixed. This is still an issue and still relevant in movies as it was 60 years ago, like you said, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what was cool about it, you know, and the fact that it was a horror movie. I hate horror movies.
Yeah.
But this one, it drew me in. I was sold. All this. You're right. There was a little bit of like the way the black housekeeper or whoever was like looking at him. It made me think of, it was just so weird that I was waiting for the joke. I was waiting for the I understand what you're saying about it, but I was willing to overlook it because it was such a small part of the overall
mm-hmm.
deal that CBDs are important for you to smoke.
Oh, yeah. In life. CBDs.
So anyway, we went on this tangent.
Yeah, but CBD's dope, apparently. Right, well, when I went on that tour, everyone who was sick, they were all taking CBD. My mom's taking CBD. My uncle, he didn't have Parkinson's, but he shook. Like, he just was shaky when he would be holding things and stuff like that. He took CBD and it's gone. So CBD, if you got something like that, I would try it instantly. I just want to go buy some. I'm fucking use it on my back.
Yeah, my friend does it for his back shoulder. He has like a shoulder.
I would love to see how it works. Have you ever used any of those, like, topical stuff?
I never fucked with any of it. I've actually taken CBD, and I understand the properties of it.
Did you feel anything? Because I've taken CBD.
No, you know what? That's the whole point. You just don't feel anything, but it's more like, it's supposed to be, like, more focused. Like, you're supposed to be more...
Isn't it supposed to, like, give pain relief, too, though?
Apparently. I've never experienced any of the properties. The only thing I did feel is that when you smoke it, it just seems like it's more, you're more clear-headed. Like, I don't feel that I got any type of high off of it or anything. It was just like, oh, this is what it does. It mellows you out in a weird way.
A little more relaxed.
It's just, I don't know what to say about it. Relax is actually a good word to use.
I kind of want
to
get some and we should just do it.
That's a great idea.
Just see if it works. I mean, I have a little back pain right now. If I fucking,
for real?
Yeah.
Why? Dude, you're a young lad. What happened? Are you doing too many crazy sex positions, yeah, bro? The crouching soldier?
Crouching soldier, hidden dragon.
That's tight.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. Maybe we should just do it on the show for Patrick, just because I was probably gonna buy some anyways. I've heard that you can help you lose weight.
I don't know
his reason to try it. If it can help me lose weight, shit.
Yeah, I know. That's that's insane. I appreciate who sent us that.
Patrick Edmeyer.
Appreciate that, man. We didn't talk shit about it. However, if CBD equals Get Out, you got the exact show. If you like Get Out, Patrick, you would love this episode. Write us back. Let us know what you think. I know we were started off, but Cheech just made, you made such fucking epic, like, honestly, like, bold statements that are just, they have to, I can't let that slide, bro.
I think they're just truthful.
They're truthful to you. Unfortunately, the general consensus and people who are educated in this genre, they don't have the same.
Don't act like you're educated in the genre. You don't even like the genre.
I'm talking about movies. I'm talking about the category of movies as opposed to,
you're talking about horror movies.
Talk about movies in general. I think it's a great movie, not even a horror movie. It's a great movie, period. And then it transcended, I think, a genre for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for you, I get it. We'll talk music all day.
I love horror movies. I've seen probably just as many movies as you have.
Probably, yeah. Doesn't mean you know what you're doing. Have you ever made a movie before?
No. Have you?
Yeah.
You've worked on movies.
I've made movies before. I've directed movies. I've storyboarded before.
Uh-huh.
I've hired actors and put them in projects. I've done camera work. I've done audio work.
Mm-hmm.
I've done post production. I've done production. I've done basically almost every job in the process of making a movie.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I appreciate it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate it for the work that's gone into it.
Yeah.
And if it does, above all, I could just sit and enjoy a movie if it's entertaining. And it was all three of those things for me. It was entertaining, technically, and fucking...
What was the third thing?
The fucking...
Two things.
Well, technically, like, visually and the actual structure, the script was great. The actors were great. The wardrobe was great. There's so much stuff that was great about it. The set dressing was great. All these little subplots were great. The subject matters, the act. Just go over and over. The score was great. Actually, they had the fucking Stay Woke song as the Redbone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as the, like, their big theme. But yeah, it was all around a great cast. Like, you know,
I agree. The movie looked great, and it was well made, and it was entertaining. I just thought that the obviousness of it was just detracted from it.
Mm.
Yep.
Well, maybe next time.
Well, that's what I'm curious about, is new movie. What was it called? Do you know?
Us.
Us?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't. I heard it's amazing. It broke records. It made like over $100 million at the box office so far, which is insane.
I'll watch it. We should watch it. And
oh my God, shut up. All right.
I've already heard mixed reviews about it.
All right. So let's do CBD and let's watch it. All right, Patrick, that's just for you. Just
fall asleep.
I stay woke.
That's not a bad idea. I will try to watch it this week. I'll see if I can do it.
All right, cool. Let's do it.
All right. Then that's going to involve you going to a movie theater.
Oh, fuck
ain't
that.
About that. Let's do it in 6 months. All right. Well, that's it for this week. Send us a message like Patrick did, and we will talk about what you want us to talk about mostly or some. A little bit. Send us a message on ADHDcast@gmail.com or hit us up on our personal Facebooks. Well, my Facebook, Ernie's Instagram, he'll probably get back to you. ADHD Instagram, I'll get back to you. My Instagram, anywhere. All of those ways are a way to contact us and we will talk about it. And we know that there's more people listening out there. We just checked the numbers.
We did.
They're pretty lit.
I'm actually very impressed.
It's actually growing for some reason.
And we don't know why.
We don't know why.
And we're just thinking that we're just staying dope.
It's just because it's just the fucking main crew. That's why. All the all fucking right. slackers bringing us down.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week. And we'll have some more shit in the culture, more stories of the of what's new, what's hot out in the arts, more fucking woke,
why it's better
woke
than,
topics
and everything else.
And we're fucking not gonna pay any homage to the old, only the new shit. So anyone out there,
new.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And I apologize to Patrick. Actually, I don't. It's called ADHD, motherfucker. We're doing what it says on the label.
But I think we talked about. I don't think there's. I just heard it's good. I mean, that's
all right.
I mean,
it's good. Really moving on. About it. All right, Patrick. Send us some info if you want. We'll read it. Maybe not. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Get some tacos.
Yeah, for real. I'm starving.
I stay broke.